Hello and welcome to the Live Humble Dream Big podcast. My name is Kelly and this is a bonus episode. This episode is titled The Doubt Monster and this is from my blog livehumbledreambig.com. I hope you enjoy. All right. So this is from my blog. This is from 2018, as are a lot of my bonus episodes lately. And these are just blog posts that I had that I'm kind of putting to audio and kind of updating a little bit as I go along and discussing them with you guys. These are thoughts that I had several years ago, and I'm just kind of interested to see how relevant they are now and just to share them with you guys, because sometimes it's easier to listen to audio than it is to sit there and read a blog. Depending on what you're doing, you can just grab a pile of laundry, wash some dishes, and listen along. So let's go. All right. By now, we're friends, right? That is, unless you literally just found this podcast, in which case, let's be friends. Okay. All right. Now that that's out of the way. Did you ever have one of those days, you know, the kind I mean, where nothing is going right and everything's a mess? The kids destroyed the house. Your husband is blaming everything on you. And you're fairly certain the cat just peed on your couch again. This won't be one of those that ranks so high in, you know, SEO or searchability, because it's not even going to be edited like most of my podcasts aren't lately. But it's going to be raw and real and completely transparent and out there. So I struggle. This is not, you know, a foreign concept. Like, we all struggle, but sometimes we struggle big time. We fight things like doubt. And that's what this is about, self-doubt. I am currently, and I was back then, and I still am, fighting the self-doubt monster, and it is rearing its terrible, ugly head so much, especially once you decide to do something. Like, once you take that leap of faith, once you try and you imagine the possibilities and you imagine, what if this actually works out? Like, what if this happens? What if this dream that I've been chasing, what if this thing that I've been going towards, you know, what if this actually works out? Like, for me, back in 2018, it was my blog. It was starting my blog and I had high hopes. I thought, you know, I thought it was going to take off so quickly. I had all these, just these visions of like what this could mean for us if my blog took off. And of course it didn't. But I was not consistent with it. So I have no one to blame but myself. And again, I'm not going to get on that train because we could sit there and kick ourselves in the pants all day long. But, it's easy to doubt these things and these things take time. So, you know, you can visualize these things and you can imagine them happening and you can really just kind of doubt yourself in them all. You can say, well, what if this happens? Wouldn't that be amazing? No, that's never going to happen. And that's that self-doubt in you that's talking, you know, what if this doesn't work out, you know? What if this does work out? I mean, it's hard to take ourselves out of our head and out of our current situation and see what could be. It's nearly impossible to envision, you know, some of our biggest dreams coming true, like, because they're what ifs to us. And it's hard to imagine them being a reality, you know? But that doubt is always going to be there. It's always there. It's always whispering, this will never work. You don't have the takes. You know, but sometimes it screams, right? Sometimes it gets up in your face and it sometimes it pushes you down and holds you down. And sometimes you struggle to get up and press forward. And I fight this a lot because, you know, I know what I want, or I know what I think I want, at least. I don't know what the Lord has planned for us, but, you know, I know what goals I'm pushing towards, I should say. And I know that anything's possible, you know, especially with hard work and the Lord's, as long as it's part of the Lord's will, with hard work, anything is possible. And, you know, part of me thinks that doubt holds us down because it's something we are meant to do sometimes, you know, because the enemy of our souls doesn't want us to do what we're supposed to do. He definitely doesn't want us to do what the Lord's purpose is for us. He will try at every turn to, you know, turn us away from that. But why would something be easy if it's worth it? And why would something be worth it if it was easy, right? Everyone would be doing it. Everyone would be succeeding. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. Certain things that we are pushing towards and striving for and reaching for in our lives are going to be really, really hard, right? So, you know, your dreams are not going to become a reality by just sitting here and doubting yourself. You have to make it work, and that's what you need to set your mind to and do. You know, and people are going to be skeptical no matter what you decide to do. That's just human nature, you know? even more so with something that's not tangible, something that they can't see, something that they've never experienced. You know, certain things that we try to do, people are going to look at us and be like, that's ridiculous. Like you'll never do that. You can't do that. I don't know anybody that's done that, you know? Oh, like when, with me trying to start the blog or the podcast, like people don't do that. Like, you know, yeah, this person over here does it, but they have like, you know, 11 million followers or whatever. Like they've been doing it forever. Or, oh yeah, well she sells these things to people, these jewelry or like, oils or whatever. And, you know, oh, they're making a great living. Like, why can't I do that? Oh, that's really rare that they did that. Like, that's, you know, you're not gonna be able to replicate that. That's, you know, and of course that can be true in some circumstances, but telling yourself that is not really helpful, especially if it's something that you are trying to achieve and go for. Just listening to that negativity and that doubt and that just, it's really like deterring you away from even attempting to reach for something, right? Like, don't say you can't do something if you haven't even tried. That's just silly. So, you know, these things need to be said. They need to be read. They need to be heard. Sometimes we just get so into our head and we can't let go of these captive thoughts, right? And we can't just take action because we are paralyzed by this doubt monster that's looming over us. This like, what if? But complaining and moping around and giving up is not going to get it done, friends. You have to seek out what you want. You have to strive for it. You have to pray about it most of all. That should be numero uno. You know, that should be number one. Ask God to show you the way. Ask God if this is what you're supposed to be doing right now in your life, if this is important, if this is edifying to the Lord, if this is something that you should be pursuing, and if it's going to help your family in the long run, if it's going to help you, and just do what you love and don't worry about the rest. I just started reading this book and it's actually pretty good. I don't know. I can't necessarily recommend it right now because I haven't read the whole thing. And sometimes when you're reading a book, you read questionable stuff and you're like, well, this part was good, but let's just skip these 10 pages. You know what I mean? And I haven't done that yet with this book. I haven't seen anything weird in here, but I can't recommend it unless I've read the whole thing and I can say, yeah, that's sound. But I'm currently reading it and it's called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. And when I say currently reading it, I have about 14 books that I'm currently reading. And one is The Chronicles of Narnia, the 7 book series with my kids, which I'm loving, by the way. But yeah, so this book is called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow by Marcia Senatar. And it's pretty good so far. I haven't seen anything weird in it and it's very motivational. It just talks about, you know, following your dreams, following your passions, not doing something necessarily for the purpose, the sole purpose of trying to make money or trying to make a living of it and not making it a career, you know, just doing it because it's something that you truly love and it's something that really could actually help people, like something that, you know, the Lord has given you a gifting in maybe. It's just something that you love. And for me, I love so many things. I love cooking and baking, for example. But I did try selling my baked goods for a while and I did not love it as much. It took the joy out of it for me. So that's not something that I necessarily could see myself doing for a living. Now, could that change in the future? Perhaps. I don't know. But all that to say, just I will let you know how the book is too if I ever finish it because I have been reading it for a while. But yeah, so don't let doubt get in your way. That is the summary of all of I have said today. Do not let doubt get in your way. Just press on, press forward, pray, seek God above all else, and just trust that it will happen if it is meant to happen. Thank you so much for listening in. If you have any comments, please leave them. I would love to hear from you, and I hope to see you on our next episode.